Here we're holding Daf Lamed Hey Amar Aleph, the top. Again, we went through the Mishnah already about the Psalm, about an Esrig. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbon, look at a price like this. The Pasuk says, Pre-Eitz Hodr. You're supposed to take for the Mitzvah of Esrig, or Pre-Eitz Hodr, a nice pre. So we darshin, it means eight. It has to come from a tree, She'etam Eitzav Opir Yevshava. That the taste, if you taste the bark of the tree, the wood, or the leaves of the tree, they taste just like the pre itself. Like Rashi says, Shu'etz kapri betam shava. They both taste alike, the tree and the pre, and that's an esrog tree. The esrog tree, the leaf itself and the wood, taste just like the pre itself. Heviyom, therefore I would say, Pshan the Pasuk is, Ze esrog, the Pasuk means to take an esrog, that's the mitzvah. Samura says, how do you know this? The aim of maybe the Pasuk means Kapolim, maybe it means type of a pepper, and the pepper also, the tree tastes very sharp like the pepper itself. Kidatanya, like we learned, Hoyi Rabbi Meir, Oymer, Rabbi Meir used to say, Mimash Mershinema, since the Pasuk says the Mashmoyis of the Pasuk is, Unetatem Kol Eit, you should plant any tree. Is any Yodeya, don't I know, Shu'eitz Meichel, it means a tree that you could eat from. Matamlin, what does the Pasuk have to say in Vayikra Yotes, Eitz Meichel? What does the Pasuk say, Eitz Meichel, a tree that you could eat from? It means to say, Eitz, She'etam Eitz of a pure Yeshavav, such a tree that not only do you taste its fruits, but even the tree itself tastes the same as the pre. Have you, I'll tell you, what is the Pasuk talking about? Zer Pupolim is talking about a pepper tree. The Lamdach will come to teach us, Shal Pupolim Chayavim Biorlam, that a pepper tree also has this halacha of orla. That this pasuk in the Tatam Kolaitz means you let it plant trees, but the first 3 years after you planted it, anything that grows is orla, it's also bano, you're not allowed to eat it. After the 3rd year, the 4th year, Hasamachlaik is what's called Netarivai, but only by grapes or by anything. The 4th year you can be paid with and eat it, or else bring it to Yerushalayim. But the first 3 years it's also, and the Pasuk has come to teach us that Pilpolim also is called a tree, a pepper. And why? Because the Pasuk says, Kol Eitz Meichel, so Darshan Eitz Meichel means a tree that the tree and the pre taste alike. If so, maybe you're also by pre Eitz Hoda, by Sukkis, maybe the Pasuk means a pepper and not a Nesri. Zemora says, continuing was the drasha of the pasuk before in the Tatum Kolaitz, that the more darshan is also v'yein eretz yisroel chaser klum, that eretz yisroel is not missing anything. Shenem the pasuk says loitech sa kol bo, like nothing is missing in eretz yisroel. Rashi says loitech sa kol bo b'lim duchu hay eitz meichel dafilu popolim bechlal, meaning even eretz yisroel even has popolim, even has pepper. So I'll call upon him, you see that pepper, also the tree and the pre taste alike. So again, maybe that's the pshat in pre-eitz hodah by Sukkis. So Mora says, Hosem, I'll tell you by Sukkis, Mishum de Leyefshir, it's impossible to say that the Pasuk means pre-eitz hodah a pepper. Why? Because Hechinevet, how should we take this pepper to be used for the mitzvah? If you want to tell me, Ninkot Chodah, take like one seed from the pepper, it's too small, you can't tell, you can't see, the seed is too small, it's not mastavro, the Torah means to take such a small thing for the mitzvah. So what? Ninkot trei, so take two, or it's lots to take two or three seeds of the pepper. Maybe use that for the mitzvah. Samora says, no, the Samora is, the Gersos we have echod, or some of the Gersos are pre-echod, omarachmon, and not two or three peris. Therefore, it's not possible to say that the Torah means to take a pepper, but rather, like we dashed before, pre-eitz hodah means eitz she'etam eitz v'pir yeshov, which means the esrog. Now the Gemara says, Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says, when the Pasuk says pre-eitz hodah, al tikri hodah, do not read the word hodah as it should be nice, pretty, el rather hadir, means say it should be like a corral of animals. What does that mean to say? Ma deer, just like the corral of animals, ze yesh poi gedolim uktanim, there are big animals in the corral and there are small ones. There are temimim abalimumim, there are complete ones and ones that are missing, abalimum on the animal. Here's Hachinam, there's something also, this pre-eitz hodah means to say, or fruit tree that yesh poi gedolim ktanim has big fruits and small fruits. Temimim, complete ones of bali mumin, like we know esrikim are plenty bal mumin. Is therefore the posik means an esrik and not a popolim. The more is ought for this alone ought to sharp peris less gedolim ktanim. Other peris also an apple tree. Other trees also have the same thing. There are big apples and small apples, temimim, complete ones, or bali mumim, ones that are missing. So how do we know from this, Jerusha, that the possum means an esrik? Ela, rather like this, hokikom, this is what we meant to say. Acheboyin kitanim, adayim gdolim kayomim, means even when the new crop, the small ones, grow, you still have the old crop, the big ones are still on the tree. That's the pshat from a pre-Eitzah. There has to be like an esrik tree, that you always have peris on it. Even when the new ones grow, the old ones are still on it. The Rashi says, Kloimer, Hai gedoelim uktanim, big and small, lav shoshon achas, it doesn't mean in 1 year, el gedoelim shoshtakim, means last year's big ones, uktanim and the small ones from this year, she esri, caused by an esri tree, dar v'godo bilonu shtayim v'sholoshonim, it could grow for 2 or 3 years, and therefore when the new crop grows, the old crop is still on the tree, just becoming bigger and bigger. So that's the pshat from an esrik tree. That's what we know from Priye Tzodor, it means an esrik. Rabbi Yahu Amar Bavua says like this, Al Tikri Hodor, do not read the word again, Hodor, to mean nice. El Raza Hadar, means something that lives. It means Dovor Shadar V'ilone Mishon L'shona, means fruits that stay on the tree from year to year. Like we said, that's like a citrus, that's an esrik tree. That you could have the peiros growing for 2 years on it, and new crops are growing. That's called hadar. So Rashi says, "Vehihi the Rebbe." It's the same type of a drasha of Rebbe. Elu b'mashemuse pligi madar shloshin deer. One says hadar means loshin of deer or the corral. Or madar shloshin deiro. Hadar means living. With the same type of a drasha, means to say you have to have a nesting tree that the peiros there stay on the tree for a longer time. Now another drasha Ben Azai says, "Tikri again hodor priyets hodor." He'll rather read it like idur, means to say like water. Shekain beloshin yevoni kerem lamayim idur. In Greek they call water idur. What does that mean to say that you have to water the tree a lot, and therefore the azhi, which type of a tree is it? Shegodol al kol mayim, that grows by all means of water. Means you have to irrigate it. You have to water a lot. Have a yom, I'll tell you, that's the esrik tree that needs a lot of water. It's not enough just the rainwater, you have to water it. That's why I know from the pasuk of priyets hodor that it means to say an esrik tree. Then it says in the Mishnah, shel asherah, that if you have an esrik that grows off an asherah tree, it means a tree that the goyim worship, l'shem avodah zarah, or else for she'ir hanidachas, an esrik tree that grows in a city, that the robe of the city worshipped avodah zarah, so alochur is supposed to burn the city. Sin alochur is posel. Such an esrig is posel to use for the mitzvah. Samora says, my time, what's the reason? What's wrong with the esrig? Samora says, ki vondel esreifa koi, since there's a mitzvah to burn an asherah, or else anything from the year hanidachas, you have to burn it. If so, ki tusei mechtash yureham. It's sitting like the shear is missing. It's like chopped up, and there's a shear, at least how much the esrik has to be. So if anything that you have to have a shear, when the locha is supposed to burn it, that's a salocha, that kivun the sreifa koi, it's considered like it's missing a shear, it's not choshev, it's missing the shear. Therefore the esrik is posel. Then the Mishnah says, v'shel orla posel. If you have an esrik from an orla, that means the first 3 years the tree is growing, the fruits are have been all, it's also banoy nalaritim. Therefore, the esrig is possible. So, even though it's also banoy, that wouldn't bother us, because halacha is mitzvah lav lehenis nitnum. So, if these are anorsha, but you would be allowed to use it for the mitzvah. Therefore, the more is the question, my time, what's the reason that a esrig shall orlo is possible? The Gemara says, pligi bar rabchia bar avin for Reb Asi, it's a machloikis. Chadom, one says, Lefi, Shein, Boheter, Achila. Because you're not allowed to eat the pre, or Lezosa, Achila. And Rashi says, Rachamon, Omar, the Torah says, Lochem. It says, Chachlon, Lochem, take for yourself, meaning, Horoya, Lochem, Bechor, Daki, Anos, it has to be fit for you to use it in the normal manner. In the normal manner of an esrig, just eat it. And therefore, if you don't have a heter achilom, it's not called lochem, it's posel for the mitzvah. Tachadom, and one says, lefi shein bo din momen. The reason is because it doesn't have value to it. It has no value of momen. Rashi says, it's not even worth a sheva pruta. Why the Yisuri ano? Because Earl is also bano. Hilkar, therefore, lav shelachemu, that's why it's not called lochem. Because they both agree, the posel says, lachachtem lochem. The question is, does lachem mean a heter achila? Or the lachem just mean it has to be a shava prut that has to have value to it. Gemara says, Kosalka daita, we thought to say that man the boy heter achilo, the one that has to have a heter achilo, loy boy din momen, he does not have to have a din momen. And man the boy, the one that has to have the man the boy din momen, loy boy heter achilo, does not have to have the heter achilo. Each one separately, either you have to have a heter achilo, or else you have to have a din momen. But you do not have to have both. That was Avimina. Either one is enough to be yotza the mitzvah, according to each man the yama. So Rashi says, like if I would have known there's a heter achila rashi kagoyin ma'ase sheni in Yerushalayim, then you wouldn't have to have a din momen. And even though according to Rami Yeshita he holds Masechta Gedushin that ma'ase sheni is considered momen gevoy, it's not called you really own it. It's not called like nichse hegdish, you can't be makdishit or you can't be makarish anisha with it. But I call upon him, you be your Mrs. Esrig with the Esrig of Maisa Shani, because the Maisa you have heter achila, you're allowed to eat it. And the more so, the one that says you have to have a din momen means you don't have to have a heter achila. Rashi says, and according to him, maybe be machsher an Esrig shatevel, that even though it's also achila, an Esrig shatevel, but I call upon him, it's muta bano, that's the havamina. Either one you have to have, but not both. The more says, if so, tenan. We learn it like this. It says, Shel Truma Temeya Fossil. We have an Esrig of Truma Temeya. So it has no heter achila, you're not allowed to eat it. So it's fossil for the mitzvah. So Bishlem Laman the Yamalafi Shain Beheter achila Shap. If you learn the Pshad, the word Lochem means you have to be able to eat it. Sierra, from a Truma Temeya, even a Kain cannot eat it. Therefore, since nobody's allowed to eat it, that's not called Lochem, that's why it's fossil. But Elo Laman the Yam, according to the Man the Yamal that holds, Lefi Shain Bo Din Momen, because it has no value to it. That's the reason why an Esrig shall all this posel. That's the child of the word Lochem. If it's over here, Amai, why is a Truma Temeya Psula? Hare Masika Taka Tavshilo, it has some value to it. You're allowed to use it for firewood. You could use it to burn with and to enjoy the heat that comes out of the burning of it. And therefore, it is worth a Shavuot, that has a Din Momen on it. So according to that man the Yama, why does it say that Lochre, an Esrig shall Truma Temeya, is Psula? Rashi says, "Arei masikot lazu tachasav shiloi." Kedi Armina Gemara and Shabbos says, "Titein loy vidarshim ler loyroi." Mechlal dabas aruhu that you are allowed to use it for fire, meaning where it's a truma tumei, you're allowed to burn it, so it has shava pruta. So why is the posel for the mitzvah? So more answers. Elo the pshat is this: the heter achilu kuleyam le pliga debinan. Both of them agree that an esrog has to have a heter achilu. If it's not muta b'achila, pshit, it's not kud lechem. But ki pligi, what's the machlekes over here? V'din momen, do you also have to have it to be worth a shava pruta? Masava, one holds heter achila binon, din momen lo binon. No, it's enough just that you have heter teed it, even though it has no shava pruta, it's not worth anything. O masava, the other one says, no, din momen nami binon. That's the shayla. He holds you have to have two things. You have to have it to be true, a heter achila, but also has to have a din momen on it. The Umara says, my b'nai, what's the difference? Where's there something that you're allowed to eat it, but it has no shav, it's not worth anything? So Umara says, Igabinayu, my se sheni, shabi yushlayim, aliba de Rav Meya. According to Rav Meya Shita, he holds my se sheni is called momen gavoy, like we just said. And therefore, you cannot be mekadesh anisha with it. Therefore, it doesn't have any momen, it's called momen gavoy. But you're allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. So therefore, a heter achila, what has? According to the man, the Yamanol's heter achila is enough. This would also be called a heter achila. If you hold, you have to have more, you have to have a din mamen. This does not have a din mamen. So that's what Gemara says. That laman, the Yamanol, if he's shein, but heter achila. According to one, the Yamanol, it says, you have to be able to eat the pre, hare yesh, but heter achila. Here, this maestro sheini, you're allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. But laman the yomel if he shein bo din momim, it does not have a value in money. If so, maise sheini mom gavoyu. According to Rabbi Meir, you cannot like sell it. It's not called your personal money. It's not called you own the money. It's like belonging to Hashem. It's called mom gavoyu. So therefore, it does not have the heter of momin, and therefore would be possible for Nesrik. Now the Gemara says, Tistaima, bring your proof. The Rav Asi, the Omalafi, Shein Bodin Momin. Rav Asi is the one that's more machmer and says it has to have a din momin also. It has to have a value of money to it. Because the Yom Rav Asi said, Esrik Shemaisa Sheini, if you have an Esrik that has Kedushas Maisa Sheini on it, Maisa Sheini means you already took off Maisa Rishon, then you take off Maisa Sheini. Ledibur Rabbi Meir, current Rabbi Meir Shita, Ein Odom Yotze Boyerechavosa Biyomtiv, you will not be Yotze the Mitzvah's Esrik on the Chagasukis. So see, clearly Rav Asi holds that you have to have a din, Mamad has to have value to you. And according to Rabbi Meir, Maisi Sheni, his mom and Gavoya belongs to Hashem, not to you, therefore be possible. But the Divrei Chacham, according to Chacham Shita, they held Maisi Sheni is called mom and hedyot, you own it, you could do what you want with it. Therefore, Adam Yotze Boyedei Chavosa Biyomtev, a person would be Yotze's mitzvah Esrig with an Esrig from Maisi Sheni. This time, so it's a proof for Rav Asi is the one that's more machmir and says not only do you have to have a heter achila, but you also have to have a din mom and value. And then it should come out that Rabbi Chiya bar Ravin, he was the one that said it's enough, just the fact you're allowed to eat it. Kufa, what we just say above, Omar Rabasi said that Esrig Shomai Sesheni, we have an Esrig of my Sesheni. The Dibur Rabbi Meir, Kurtz Rabbi Meir, Shita, Einodim Yoitza Boyedechavosa Biyomtev, you're not going to be Yotza the Mitzvah. But the Dibur Chachomim, Odim Yoitze Boyedechavosa Biyomtev, the Kurtz Chachomim, that my Sesheni is called Mom and Hedyot, it belongs to you, therefore it's called their value, you could be Yotza the Mitzvah. Now, Matzah Shomai Sesheni, let's say Negeat Pesach, if you have your Matzah that was made from the flour of my Sesheni, so again, Lediva Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, that all this called Momen Gavoyam, Einodim Yotze Boyedechavosim Pesach, you will not be Yotze the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. But Lediva Rechachom, according to Chom Shita, Odim Yotze Boyedechavosim Pesach, yes, you would be Yotze the Mitzvah of Matzah. So Rashi says, Einodim Yotze Boyedechavosim Pesach, Yedechavis Achilas Matzah Laila Rishon, Lekama Porach, Miksev Matzah Sechem, soon the Gemara will ask, why? The Pasuk doesn't say matzah sechem to say you have to own your matzah. Says so, even though you don't have a din mum and no value, but since you're allowed to eat it, why shouldn't you be yotze the mitzvah? Another loch is, what's going to be isa shel maisa sheni? You have dough that was made from the flour of maisa sheni. So the divrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir sheet again, that is called mum, gavoyam, teturim min achala. If you eat it in Yerushalayim, you would not have to take off challah. Rashi says, why? The pasuk says, Arisa Seichem, only dough that belongs to you, and Vahai, this dough of Mais Hishayna to Gavoyah, belongs to Gavoyah, to Hashem. And even though there's Heter Achila, that's all, but since there's left Bei Din Shar Momin, Lavdi Deyu, even though you have a schus, you have a right to eat it, it's like a pikodin in your Rishus that you have a right to eat it. But the actual value of it belongs to Hashem, so therefore you'll be potter from challah. But l'divrechom according to Chom Shit again, chayevus b'challah, you'll be chayev in challah because it belongs to you. It's called arisa sechem. Now the Gemara says, maskev lo rapor. Pop asks a question like this: Bishlei me'isa. I understand that isa, the current Rabbi Meir, you should be potter in a challah. Ksiv the pasuk says, reishis arisa sechem. The first of your dough, it has to belong to you. And here, Maisi Sheni, Libet Rabbi Meir, does not belong to you, it's Lomun Gavoya. Therefore, you put them in a challah. Esrig, the din of Esrig, also, now, Miksiv Lochem, it says, Lekachtem Lochem, Mishel Lochem. So it's good also why Esrig, Shel Maisi Sheni, current Rabbi Meir, you're not Yotz of the Mitzvah. But Elo Matzah, by the Mitzvah of Matzah, Pesach by night, Miksev Matzah Sechem, the apostle say Matzah Sechem, it says Matzah, that's all. So long as you eat Matzah, Matzah is mutter to eat, you should be up to the Mitzvah. So even though it's for Maisa Sheni, you're allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim, so what do you say it's possible? You're not Yotza. So my answer is, Omar Rabba Bar Shmuel Vitema, some want to say. It was Rabbi Yemar Bar Shalmio, that Asya Lechem Lechem, learn how to Xerishova, Lechem Lechem. Ksif Ochet says, by matzah lechem oni, supposed to eat matzah lechem oni, poor man's bread. It doesn't rise. Uksif Osem, it says, by the pasha of challah, for hoyo biachochem ilechem oritz, says in the pasha of challah also the word of lechem. If so, mal halam mishlechem, just like by challah, it says, arisafechem, only dough that belongs to you, then you have a chiyuv to take off challah. For bavloi mishomaisa, not for maisa sheni libud Rabbi Meir, is afkan the same thing here. But lechem oni by matzah mishalachem, you only yotza matzah that belongs to you. For loy mishomaisa, not from matzah that was made for maisa sheni libud Rabbi Meir, you will not be yotza the mitzvah. So Mora says, let me bring you a proof to this chat. It says like this: isa shomaisa sheni. If you have a dough that was made from the flour of Maisa Sheni, Faturah Menachala, Dibra Rimeyah, the current Rimeyah, it's like a pot of Menachala. Why? Because it says, Arisaseichem, and this is not called belonging to you, it belongs to Gevoyah, to Hashem. The Chachom, Mom, the Chom say though, Chayeves Bechala, no, you should know there is a Chivatek of Chala, because they hold Maisa Sheni, belongs to you. Samura says, like a question, Leimo Mesaila, you want to say, bring your proof? It's exactly. It's not just lema, it's like it, but he's actually, the Mora said, lema salah is bringing a proof. It's not just bringing a proof, that's exactly what he said. Rashi says, hihi, vada misayla, it's for sure it's a proof. What's the lashon of lema, let's say? It's more meant to say like this, for sure it's a proof to the halacha of challah. That's true. But lema, elamidabaho, pligi, just like the argue by challah, maybe to be a proof to the other lochas that he said, that by Esterig and by Matz also you will not be Yotzo. So this should be a proof, just like by Chal, you're not Yotzo, contrary to Meya, so Esterig and Matz also. Or do we maybe know? Shani Isa, maybe the loch of Chal is different. There it says it two times, the Loshna Marisa Sechem. So then maybe it's coming to you, Maisa Shani, Libid Rabbi Meya. Again, that even though you're allowed to eat it, but maybe it's not called real mumin, because you don't have the value of it. But maybe only by challah do you have this patur. By Shankin, by Esrig, and by Masa, since you have had to eat it, maybe you would be Yotza the Mitzvah. Say if it's only Lema, maybe it's a proof, but not 100%. Now the Mishnah says, Shel Truma Tmei Psula. If you have an eswig of Truma Tmei Psula, why? The Gemara says, less Behetar Achila, because you're not allowed to eat it. Even a kain can't eat it. So according to everybody, Lachem is only if you have a Heter Achila. Therefore, on Truma Tmei, you're not yotze to the mitzvah of eswig. Then the Mishnah says, Shel Truma Tahira Leitol. If you have Truma Tahira, an eswig that was Truma, and it's Tahira, so Lachachila you should not take it, you should not use it. But if you use it, you yotze the mitzvah, because the maisa kohen's allowed to eat it, and it has a shame mum in the gate to a kohanim. Therefore, b'dievid, you yotze the mitzvah. But lechetchilu you should not. The question is, why not? Samura says, pligi bought some achlekes, Reb Ami, Reb Asi. That Chad Omer once says, mefnei shemach shira. If you're going to use this esrik for the mitzvah, you're going to come to touch it with your wet hands, or Rashi says, because you're allowed to, you have to use it, though Agad, the lulu, you're allowed to put it back into water, and therefore you're afraid the water's going to come upon the esrik, upon this truma, and you're going to be machshir the kabel tuma. And that's also, Rashi says, v'yoso ligram tuma le truma. You see, the pasuk says, mishmeres truma, sa'em rachmona, asay lo shim, you have to watch it. So that's why the chetchila, you should not take the esrig if it's of truma Torah, because we're afraid you're going to be machshirit lekabel tuma, and that's also, that's the gedla like you're being gorim tuma on truma. That's what one says. The chadoma one says, b'fnei shemach sida, you ruin the esrig itself. Rashi says, kliposach itzeno, like the outside peel of the esrig, nemesis becomes a little bit disgusting like, but mishmosh ha'edayim, the fact you use it, and we also have to truma, you're not allowed to be mafsa truma. So therefore, lechetchilu you should not take it for the mitzvah, not to go touch it. In other words, truma should be used only teeth. The kohen should take it and eat it, but should not take it to use it for the mitzvah, because it's being mafsa the outside shell. So you can't say really it comes off, because then the esrog will be posel stam. Al chosar, you have to stand like Rashi says, it's nemesis, it doesn't look so nice. So it's not nice to cause that to Truma. So Mora says, my b'nai, what's the difference? Mora says, k'goin shekoro lo shame chut mikli posa. Let's say you koro lo shame Truma on this pre, but excluding its outside shell, that you did not give the kedushas Truma. So l'man diyam of neshem achshir, if you'll be yisur, is not to use it. Because you touch it with water, and you be mashur the kabutuma, ikot, still be yosa. Because the mice you're going to be metama, you may come to be metama this esri. But l'man diyam of neshem achshir, you've learned the yisur is, and now that I be mafsid to ruin it, lucky you don't have it. Because the outside shell is not Truma, you are not mafresh the outside shell, so what gets ruined is not Truma, then even the Chatzilu will be able to use it for the mitzvah. But then the Mishnah says, what's going to be the Inota? Let's say you do use this Eseret Shel Truma Torah Ksheira, but you have the Yotza the mitzvah. So Mor says, why? L'man diyam of Neishain v'Heter Achil, we said before the reason why it's not Muta, by Orla. Because you don't have a Heter Achilom, this truma, there's a heter achilo by a kohen. A kohen's allowed to eat it. Rashi says, therefore, even the Yisrael Nami Nafka Bey, in Locha Mikoyen, if you borrowed off a kohen, Hoyu biyochal achilo leben vita kohen, that you could sell it to your son or your daughter, there may be a kohen. Rashi says, but pidyon ain lo, liyas neteros lachilos Yisrael, viyom akein roshu, you can't say that the pidyon. Pidyon, and there is once something has a kedushas truma on it, you can't take the truma off it. Therefore, there's no way to be matra to Yisrael, but there is a way to give it to a kohen. Therefore, it's called it as a heter achila. Then leman diyama lefi shein bo din momen by orlo harayesh bo din momen. Here also, it has a din momen. Rashi says a kohen could be mekadesh an isha with it, and therefore Yisrael nami im nostal le a kohen mekadesh bo es isha moich lekanim. It also has value. Because you could sell it to a kohen, therefore it has value to it, therefore you yotza the mitzvah's esrig v'dieved with the esrig shel truma. Then the Mishnah says v'shel demai. Demai means that's a fruit that you brought off an amoritz, and stam peres Rashi says sofik if they took off maisus or not. So you could be yotza. Question is my time, what's the reason why? The kohen is not allowed to eat it now, it doesn't have a heter achila. Demai is also achila, lost your mafresh. So Marin says, like my time of the Beisilah, what's the reason of Beisilah? Beisilah, the Mishnah says, the Yotzah with Demai. So Marin says, Kivon di boy mafkulul nichsei. If there's Yisrael now that wants to use it for the mitzvah, if he wanted it to be mafkir, to abolish all his property, he could do it. And then Vavion, he himself would become a poor man. And Vachosle, then he would be able to fit, it would be fit for him, Titsa Demai. Because that's the loch, like we'll soon see, the Mishnah says, you'll have to give an oni Demai. Since it's only Nisa the Rabbanon will not machmir the Geir to an Oni. His Hashtanami, even though now he is not Mafkar's property yet, but still Lochem Karinabe, it's called yours, since it's fit to make it usable. The Tanan, we learned like this, that Machilin Esonim Demai, you're allowed to feed an Oni Demai. Vesach Sanoi Demai, if you have a guest over, Rashi says it means Chal Yosef Shemelech, if the army men of the king come into the city, and it's upon you to feed them, so therefore you're allowed to feed them with demai. And the reason is because since it's only a small iser, it's only chumr bialma, because really rove with them do take off truma semaisers, so it's only chumr bialma, therefore we have this kula. So the kid said, they still hold it's a possibility for you to be able to eat it yourself, therefore it's called heter achila. Now, the Yoma Rafuna Tony we learned, Veshamay says, no, ain machilin esanim, yes, achsanim demai. You're not allowed to feed an oni, or these army men that come see us, you can't feed them demai. Therefore, it's very good in the Mishnah where they say, Veshamay holds, you're not yotz with an eswig shel demai, because there's no heter achili even to an oni, you cannot give it to eat. Or Veshamay still says, oh no, machilin esanim demai, you're allowed to feed an oni, a poor man with demai. If you have the army men coming over to the house, it's upon you to feed them, you're allowed to feed them demai. So therefore it's called it has a heter achila, that's why B'Tzil holds with the effort, you yotza the mitzvah with demai. The Mishnah's Mashm, according to B'Tzil, you yotza with demai, you yotza even the chetchila. Then the Mishnah says, "Shemaisi sheni shebi Yerushalayim," that also lechetchilu you should not take it, But if you take it, you yotzer with Maisa Sheni. Samur explains, Lumandium of Neshamach, she learned before the reason why by Truma you should not take the Chachilah, because she may touch it with water and be matched with the Kabotuma. Hare Machshir here also, Maisa Sheni, the same thing also. You're not supposed to be Matama, Maisa Sheni. Lumandium of Neshamach, the Ramach, the same thing. Maisa Sheni is a mitzvah tidit, and not to be mastered and not to ruin it. Therefore, the Chilo do not take this Esrig, Shemaisa Sheni, because you may ruin it, you may be Matamarit. But the if you take it, you would be Yotzah the mitzvah. Then the more explains, it says, V'yimnotl, if you do take this Esrig, Shemaisa Sheni, Ksheri, you Yotzah the mitzvah. So, Laman, the Yamavnei Shein, Boheter Achilev, because it doesn't have a Heter Achilah, then Divrei Hakol goes according to everybody, that Lamaisa, Maisa Sheni, has a Heter Achilah in Yerushalayim. Laman, the Yamavnei Shein, Bodimom, if you learn that you have to have a Din moment to it, then you have to say, Amishnah Mani Rabboni. Amishnah goes according to Rabboni sheets. It holds, Maisa Sheni is called your money. It's called Momen Hedyet. Because according to Rabbi Meir, it's not, it's Momen Gevoya. It's not called a Din Momen. You will not be Yotza Mitzvahs Esrit. Then the Mishnah says, also Chazotis. Let's say some blisters or some pimple, Rashi says the Mishnah means going about buas, like small blisters on the Esrit. So there it says that if it came upon rover of the Yesrig, then the Yesrig is possible. Omer Rav Chizda, Dovozeh this halacha Rabbeinu Agadol Omru. That is Rabbeinu Agadol said, which means Rav said it. And Hamokim Yabiyozeh, Hashem should help him. That the halacha is like this. After the Mishnah says also Chazozes, there are scars on the Yesrig that is possible. Ruboim lo Hashonim el b'mokim echad, in one place. Then you need roif to pasul. Abu Bishnai Mishlosh, because if it's on two or three different places, then Kshaira, then the Maisiv remains kosher. Sumur says, Omele Rav, Rav said back, Adarab, just the opposite. Bishnai Mishlosh Mekoimas Hevle Kimanumer. If you have the scars in two or three different places, it looks like a manumer, like a spotted one. And that's not, that's a big thorn and hod, that's not called 3/8 other. And then it should be pasul. It doesn't make sense to say if you have two or three places, then it's kosher. So Gemara says true. Elitma, if you learned our sefer, it goes on the sefer. Mute kosher. If you only have a minority of the esrig with scars, then it's kosher. So on this, Omer of Chizur Chizur said that Dov said this halacha was soon going to say. All right, turn off.